We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the great football coaches of all time, It's fair to say, Dick Vermeil. Nice enough to join us here on Gwynn and Chris this afternoon. Dick, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah, it's a little cold back here.
Cold, and we're raining here in San Diego, so
everybody's freaking out.
Everybody's
here in San
freaking
Diego.
Out here, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's well, it's supposed to snow in a little bit, and then snow much more Saturday. So, but anyway,
we're all cozy and warm. Hey, I just wanted to pass along a quick story to start off. I know everybody, we're going to talk NFL, and everybody's probably talked nothing but NFL with you for the last 25 years. But when I was 13 years old, I went to the 1975 Rose Bowl. And I went there because my dad went to UCLA, and he brought me up as a Bruin fan. And
thank you for him.
Yeah, and he was a tough sports fan, you know, just a hard-nosed football fan. I only saw him cry once in his entire life, and that was when UCLA, led by yourself, came back in the second half and beat number one-ranked Ohio State and Woody Hayes 23-10. I think it was the happiest I ever saw him. So thanks for that victory, Dick. It was an all-timer, and I know it was a while ago, but I remember it.
Well, thank you. You know, I remember it. I think about it often because of all the wonderful young men and coaches that helped us do that. And there are so many great lessons to learn within that experience and from a leadership standpoint. So, it was a great day. In fact, I was honorary captain at UCLA when they played Stanford this year, the Saturday after the after Thanksgiving, and I had 8 or 10 of those guys that started and played in that ball game came over and spent the day with
me. That's cool. Dick, I want to ask you a little bit about some of the younger quarterbacks that are in these two games that's coming up this weekend. I want to start with Patrick Mahomes. Do you think his style is the style of the future in regard to the quarterback?
I think it would be, but I don't think they make him like that. I think he is a one of a kind. I have never seen anything like him, you know, and he does everything you tell a quarterback not to do, and he does it successfully, you know.
Yeah.
And then he does things you want him to do successfully. So there's an unbelievable ability there that I have never seen anything like him.
Dick, are the Rams, this Ram team, do they have any comparison to your greatest show on turf team? I don't know if they could possibly mimic what you did back in 1999 with your Super Bowl champs, but it's a pretty high-flying offense they have.
It is. A little different style. They run the ball a lot more than we did. You know, and they could very well someday have as many. You know, off that offensive team, when it's all said and done, there's going to be 5 guys off that team in the Hall of Fame. 3 of them are already in Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace, and Kurt Warner. Isaac Bruce, I think, will go this year. And within the next few years, Torrey Holt will be the next.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have 5 Hall of Famers in it, okay? But normally when you have a great offense, you have a great quarterback. We had him. We didn't know it at the time. He proved to us he was. You have a great running back. We had one. You have a great left tackle. We have one. We have a great wide receiver. We had 2, okay? And then we had some other people that weren't Hall of Famers but were all pros. So that offense was extremely talented, very well directed by Mike Martz and my offensive coaching staff, Al Saunders, Jim Hannifin, and those guys, Wilbert Montgomery. You know, they did a great job of coaching those kids. And John Ramsdell was on that staff as well, who lives up in Seattle, or up in Washington area there. No, Oregon area, excuse me. But so it'll be hard to duplicate it, but their style is impressive. The new style of the Rams, you know, a lot of runs, a lot of play action. The big thing is now, can they play good enough defense in the championship game to win it?
Coaching legend Dick Vermeil joins us here on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Dick, I have to ask you a little bit about the way the game of football is played now compared to when you were coaching. You look at some of the coaching minds, you know, you hear the Sean McVays, the Sean Paytons of the world. What do you think of the, I guess, the uniqueness of the offenses that you see now compared to maybe in the past?
Well, I think the best way to define what I think in regard to that is compare it to technology in the automobiles. My Super Bowl team, 1980, let's say it's a Cadillac, okay? Compare that 1980 Cadillac with the 2018 Cadillac, you know?
Right. It's a good way to put it.
More technology, more computers, you know, just far and beyond. And I think that's what's happened to the offensive game, really. And then, of course, the rules have moved in the direction of helping the offense be more impressive and more explosive. The other thing that's happened is the receivers now on every team are catching balls in the old days you thought were not catchable. You know, we never used to throw to a receiver that was covered. Now they throw it to him and expect him to catch it anyway.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we all thought if the guy had to catch a ball in a crowd, he couldn't separate, didn't have that ability to separate from the defender. Now they don't care. They throw it to him when he's covered and he catches it anyway. If he doesn't catch it, he gets pass interference called against the defender and he moves the ball. So I think the passing game, you know, is, you know, and it's just far more scientific, you know, far more technically sound today than it was in the old days.
Dick Vermeil is with us. And of course, Dick, you ended your career with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm sure you have a fondness for them and can understand the excitement in Kansas City as they get ready to host this AFC Championship game. What does this mean to KC if they go back to a Super Bowl, something they have not done, I don't believe, since 1969, I think.
Yeah, right. Super Bowl III, I think it was. Well, to me, it's more personal, having worked there 5 years. And it's even deeper than that. I've been a friend of Andy Reid's for a long time. I think he's a very fine football coach. And he has never been totally successful in the playoff scene. Yes, he got the one Super Bowl. But, you know, when you lose the Super Bowl, you lose. You know, when you win one, every time you go somewhere, they introduce you as a winning Super Bowl coach. They never introduced me as a losing Super Bowl coach. Okay? Right. We won one, they introduced me all the time as a winning Super Bowl coach. And what I found out is it takes the same thing to go to a Super Bowl and lose as it does to go there and win. You got to get there. So I hold the loser with as much respect as I hold for the winner. But Andy, to me, just deserves one, okay? He's paid his dues. He's educated a lot of good football coaches in the league right now. He's taught them how to do it. And, you know, Doug Peterson goes and wins one in his second year. And, he trained Doug how to do it. It's time that Andy Reid gets to enjoy that same kind of experience. So I'm pulling for him. And not that I would root against the Rams, but how I root doesn't make any difference anyway.
That's a good point, Coach. I would love to ask you, you made some comments the other day about the Patriots, and that kind of caught fire a little bit. On the other side of Kansas City will be that Patriot team that has been a pretty consistent staple in these conference championship games. I know how you feel about them from an organization standpoint, but what do you think about the matchup, the Chiefs going up against the Patriots?
Well, I think the Chiefs have more talent to be more explosive offensively. And if it gets into an offensive kind of game, which it could, because many times Kansas City forces you into that kind of game because they're going to score points. And as long as they don't turn it over or New England takes it away from them, I think it's going to be tough on New England, especially in Kansas City. You know, and this year, they're 3-5 on the road. It's not the normal New England Patriot football team, but when it comes to playing in the great big games, they become the normal Belichick coach football team, the Brady-led football team. They win it. So I think it's going to be a very interesting battle, but I think if it gets into a high-scoring thing, I just don't think New England has enough other skilled people to beat the Chiefs. And the Chiefs have played well on defense at home.
Yeah,
and they're healthy at home now. And they've developed now, I think they've got three different guys that can rush the passer. That big tackle Jones inside has come on and matured. What's he got? 14 sacks as a defensive tackle. You know, and a young player, and then it's got the Houston outside and the other kid outside. Be very interesting. It might come down to a game of who doesn't turn it over or who takes it away, that kind of thing, or a bad call by an official. But it's going to be a very interesting, intense football game. But I have to personally, I favor the Chiefs at home.
I like your reasoning. Dick Vermeil is with us. The only team we haven't talked about yet is the Saints, and they're certainly worth talking about. Yeah. I mean, Drew Brees. I'm sure you did wonders with Ron Jaworski and obviously Kurt Warner and some great quarterbacks. But I mean, if you would have had Drew Brees, we might be introducing you as a 2- or 3-time Super Bowl champion coach.
Well, I had Trent Green, and he was good enough to do it, and I didn't do a good enough job to get him there because we didn't build it. We had a Super Bowl offense. Over the 5-year period, we were the number one offense in football when you put all 5 years together and add it up. But I didn't get the job done defensively, and therefore we didn't get there. You know, we had 2 playoff caliber teams in those 5 years. The last year we win 10 games and don't go to the playoffs with 10 wins, which is a farce in my opinion. But anyway, but Drew Brees, Sean, and his coaching, what they have done, they're 22. They have 22 first place categories in the statistics that I really study. 22 of them, wow. They're number one in the league. You know, like offensive points per 100 yards, 8.3 points for every 100 yards they move the ball. Unbelievable. They score a touchdown every 17 plays. they score every 102 yards they move the ball. I've never seen those kind of numbers, okay? And that's Drew Brees, Sean Payton working together, like Belichick and Brady work together. But I think that the Saints have a few more weapons offensively. So, you know, they're fun to watch. Their secondary coach coached for me for 8 years, and Peter Junta, an excellent football coach. In fact, he was my coordinator for the St. Louis Rams World Championship team. My secondary coach in Kansas City for 5 years, a great coach. And this is the first time they've put together a real good defensive football team combined with a very fine running attack.
Yeah.
So it isn't going to be all Drew Brees. So I think the Rams are going to have a very, very tough time beating them. And that doesn't mean they can't, but I think it's going to be very difficult. They have to play the perfect game to do it, I think.
Dick, I wanted to just ask you one last thing before we let you go. So great talking football with you, and just admired your career. What do you think of the college game? Just in general, I mean, going back, I mean, my goodness, 40 years when you coached in college, I mean, it's a whole different world now. Do you like the playoff? Do you like the big money? Or there's some things that you wish would change back to the way they were?
I like the game. I think it's innovative. There's some unbelievable offensive coaches in college football that's trickled up to the National Football League. The RPOs and the zone runs with the shotgun and a pistol and all that. I think the college has been very innovative. I would not want to be a defensive coordinator in college football. It would be an impossible job to keep unless you had 4 great defensive linemen, because the game in itself has impacted the importance of defensive linemen today, because all the other positions are protected by the rules, and the game is so wide open. If you can't stop it all before it gets started with your defensive line, it is almost impossible. But I'm fascinated with college football. I mean, what they do with the ball and the variations, the options, the run-pass options, the screen game, the flood screens, the quick screens, and all these things that they do are fun to watch. They really are. And there's so many more kids throwing the ball very well today than ever before. Exciting.
There he is. Indeed. There he is. Super Bowl losing coach Dick Vermeil.
That away.
I just wanted to do it one time.
You know, no, that's great. I appreciate it. Because, you know, hell, one of my Super Bowl losing linebackers watched the game with me Sunday night here in my home. So, you know, I love those guys.
There
and
you
they're
go.
Every bit as important to me and my career as the guys that won it.
Absolutely. Really. Dick, really a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for the time. We enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Dick.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.